the Women Boldly Living podcast, where we share tips and strategies on ways to thrive as professional women and working moms age 40 and over. I'm excited to be your host today. I'm Valerie Ashford Brown, your transition coach, empowerment speaker, change management, and leadership development expert, helping you gain clarity, confidence, and courage to make midlife your best life. I'm excited about today's show of Mind, Body, and Faith with Ms. Sherelle Moore Tucker, and we're going to get started with the show. Sherelle, thank you so very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
You're quite welcome, quite welcome. So, Sherelle, I'm going to turn it over to you to tell us a little bit about you and how you got started in this wellness journey. And we're going to learn more about what you're doing too, but just start out by giving us a little bit about yourself and your bio.
Okay, awesome. So my name is Sherelle and I'm originally from Augusta, Georgia. During the time that I guess the beginning of my wellness journey started at the end of my time in the military. At the time I was preparing to separate from the Army, and I was dealing with a lot of health issues as it related to my lower back. I had some knee issues and just a lot of different things. And at this time, I was still, you know, fairly young, I would like to think. And during that time, I went through the regimen that everyone's familiar with. Of course, you get sent to physical therapy. If physical therapy doesn't work, you meet with your primary care doctor, and different types of cortisone injections, gel injections, those types of things before ultimately surgery are recommended. And so I went through a few of those things. I haven't had any surgeries. And I just asked my doctor one day, you know, can you recommend, you know, something else? You know, I just want to find out what other options are out there. And my primary care doctor recommended that I try yoga. And at the time, I was stationed at Fort Rucker in Alabama. We had free yoga classes actually on base. And so I went to a few classes, and I have to be transparent. In the beginning of my journey, I went to three classes and I officially became a yoga dropout. I absolutely hated it, but probably not for the reasons that people would initially think. At this time, I was in a backslidden state. So although I grew up in the church, I had strayed, I was living life on my own terms and was had reconciled that. And so when I went to the yoga classes, they were too slow. I just really didn't get the purpose of being slow, because I was trying to get back to life as I knew it. And it just didn't make sense to me. And then fast forward about 3 years, I separated from the military. I was now living in DC and working a full-time job and in grad school. And I was barely holding on. I mean, my eating habits were off. I was losing a significant amount of weight. My hair was coming out, you know, just doing life sometimes as we do as women. You know, you're trying to hold it all together, but I couldn't let go of school. I had to make it through, and I had to, you know, hold on to my job. So you just continue to press forward. There's really no giving up. And, but I made a promise. I made a promise to myself and to God. And so after I was able to graduate with my master's degree, I said, God, I know I have to get my life together, not just my spiritual life, but also my physical body, my emotional well-being. Although I had completed a significant goal in my life, which was to get my master's by the time I turned 30, that was a goal of mine since the age of 15. I was left feeling kind of empty. And I said, you know what? I think that yoga thing, I might want to revisit this. Now, mind you, this is like 3 years later. And so there was at least a seed that was planted with those classes in Fort Rucker, Alabama. So this time, living in a whole new city, I decided to try a yoga class. And I also found a home church, planted myself in that church, and began the journey of health healing. And that really is the beginning of my wellness journey, bringing me to the point that I am now.
That is really interesting. You said a lot, as in being in a backslidden state, and then how it didn't work out for you, and you had to, well, the yoga didn't work out for you, you had to change course and everything. I am excited that you finally found your way, because if you had not found your way, we may not be having this interview today. I am excited that you have found your way to being an author and a speaker and a wellness and leadership coach. That is really good. Tell me though, a little bit, as we go into the yoga and then also your lifestyle brand. I know that it's branded and actually rooted in faith. And I know that yoga and Christianity can be quite controversial. So, and I know you like to teach Christian yoga. So can you just educate us a little bit on how what you offer is different from traditional yoga practices?
Yeah, so this is definitely going to be a topic that will probably always be controversial. Many people look at Christian yoga as an oxymoron, that you cannot be a Christian practicing something that is part of a religion that does not observe the true and living God. And so really what I offer is the brand, what I have called faith and flow yoga. And so it's rooted in my faith, my Christian faith and belief system. And what I had chosen to do when it comes to faith and flow yoga is to make a stance in not teaching or practicing yoga philosophy per se, a specific philosophy and belief system. I've chosen to use the American or English names of the poses as it relates to the different poses that we practice in the yoga class versus Sanskrit, which is sometimes if you go to a traditional yoga studio, you may hear a certain pose called something different. For example, tree pose. You may hear a teacher say tree pose or Trikonasana. That is the Sanskrit language. And so I made a stance early on that I wanted yoga and the benefits of this mind-body connection to be accessible to those in my community, those that share the same faith as I do. So I made a stance not to teach yoga philosophies, to begin to highlight the principles and the belief system that I'm familiar with, which is found in the sacred book of the Bible. I also made a stance to simply use the English terms of the various poses that you find that cross all movement modalities. You can see many of these same postures in your standard cardio fitness classes, your Pilates classes, your boot camps. They're simply called different things. And a lot of people aren't maybe necessarily familiar with that. I come from a movement background. So movement to me is universal, and it's not so much placed in a box. Throughout high school, I performed and I danced in various ballet companies. I ran track. I'm a cheerleader. So for me, movement is not boxed into one particular modality, but it crosses many. And so with faith and flow yoga, I feel like God has redeemed movement, a movement that he created and that can be used for his glory. The moving and the bending of the body and the spine, some symbolizing various postures that you can find in creation, like tree pose and mountain pose. It's a beautiful way to move the body, and not necessarily, I know one of the biggest gripes with our Christian community is not worshiping creation, but worshiping the creator. And so these postures are simply ways to get deeper into our body and allowing ourselves to deepen our connection with God. Sometimes we can go about life in a way that we don't think about the divine connection that God has created in all of us, not just mind, body, spirit, but think about the various functions and systems that are working throughout your body all at one time without you even being aware of them at a certain point. And so that's really what yoga is from a scientific perspective. Yoga is basically a mind, body modality. It has an emphasis on the breath and how the breath can invoke that stress, that rest and relaxation response, reducing stress in the mind and the body. And so I am able to teach faith-based yoga, not just necessarily putting scripture at the top of the list and allowing the word of God to set the intention, but also reverencing the other attributes of God, which are represented through science, because God is science. He created the circulatory system, the lymphatic system, the brain, the heart, everything that we may not necessarily talk about on a regular basis. It is all divine. And so that is what I highlight when it comes to Faith and Flow Yoga, the word of God and this intricate, beautiful, fearfully made system that he has blessed us with.
Yes, that is really good, Sherelle. I appreciate you dropping those gems and really breaking down how you combine the faith, yoga, and meditation. And you're exactly right about movement, how our bodies are designed to move. After all, God created us, and throughout the Bible, there are plenty of stories where Jesus was just going through and he was walking, although he did rest, but he was walking and going these places on foot, healing people and teaching and all those things. So that's really good how you can bring that connection in there with the mind, body, and also our faith. So
right.
I think that's really good. You brought out another, and I'm taking notes here. So you brought out another another point that I like in differentiating this between the typical yoga and what you teach as in Christian yoga. And I like that you said that you use the English terms for various poses. That resonated with me. And then also worshiping creation. Worshiping the creator instead of worshiping creation in efforts to deepen your connection with God. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you know what? Listen, we're going to go to a break. Again, hi, everyone. I'm Valerie Asher Brown, and you're listening to the Women Boldly Living podcast. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back with my guest, author, speaker, and wellness and leadership coach, Sherelle Moore Tucker. Be right back. Welcome to Boldly Living Podcast, where we share tips and strategies on ways to thrive as professional women and moms over the age of 40. I'm your host, Valerie Ashford Brown, transition coach, empowerment speaker, and leadership development expert, helping you gain clarity, confidence, and courage to move forward in midlife and to your next level. Don't forget to join me on Mondays at 7 o'clock p.m. See you there. This is Valerie Ashford Brown, CEO and founder of Leading Edge Coaching and Consulting. I'm a certified professional coach, empowerment speaker, and leadership development expert, helping working moms and professional women thrive amidst career and life transitions. Are you looking to change careers, trying to go back to work after a long break, or even feeling stuck? Have you said to yourself that you're too old, it's too late, and things just won't happen for me? Are you tired of juggling your faith, your family, and yourself, often getting nowhere fast? If you desire to reawaken, refine, and redesign your success, I invite you to connect with me as I help clients gain clarity and confidence by using the shift method to move to the next level. Join me in the Next Thrive coaching program that starts the week of May 18th of this year. Make sure that you contact me at 240-681-9375. You can also email me at info@valerieashfordbrown.com. And you can visit the website for more information at valerieashfordbrown.com. And finally, connect with me on Facebook and LinkedIn at the same name of valerieashfordbrown.com. I look forward to hearing from you soon. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for coming back again. I have a fabulous guest today, author, speaker, and wellness and leadership coach, Sherelle Moore Tucker. And we're talking about mind, body, and faith. And we're weaving in some Christian yoga in this conversation as Sherelle has a yoga studio and she's talking to us about how she implements the Christian principles into her practice. And for this segment of the show, we're going to move a little bit into mindfulness and also meditation, because Sherelle, I know you do that part too. You focus on meditation. So I want you to just talk to us a little bit about meditation, and then, you know, how do we actually get started with it too? So take it away and give us some information on meditation and how you incorporate that in your practice as well.
Well, that's a huge umbrella term as it relates to meditation.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'll try my best to keep it brief. You know, I like to kind of give people a little bit of history, you know, as it relates to meditation and our place in the world as it relates to it and how we've been introduced to meditation.
Mm-hmm.
That we live in a world where we are not the center of everything. And so here in the Western world, the way that we view meditation and many of the times the way that we've been introduced to it is by way of social media and the way that it's commodified, right? Mm-hmm. We have spas, we have retreats that are all centered around meditation. And this is what we come to believe that it is. Meditation is a noun, and it simply means to think deeply. It is really just that simple. And so with meditation, there are various orientations to meditation. You have a secular form of meditation, which is not good or bad. It's simply your choice if you want to engage in it. With the secular orientation to meditation, it's more so about the health and the medical benefits to it. Many people are not familiar that when yoga and meditation were introduced here in the Western world, it was introduced by way of our medical industry. And so there's a lot of science and information around meditation. You know, here in the United States, we love to analyze and dissect things. We are very much data driven. And so with that, a lot of the data that we have around meditation first came about through secular meditation being used to bring relaxation, to allow activation and calmness in the mind and the body. And then you have an orientation that is from an Eastern standpoint, which is where mindfulness comes out of, which focuses on your feelings, you know, while you're being calm, how do you feel? And then lastly, we have an orientation that comes out of the Judeo-Christian tradition. We have Christian meditation that unfortunately a lot of people don't talk about. I'm not sure if people just are not familiar with it, but we have a rich history all our own that I believe many of us can become familiar with and can be a beautiful benefit to our spiritual journey. We have types of Christian meditation like centering prayer. We have meditative Christian prayer. We have Lectio Divina. We have various forms of Christian meditation that I'm hoping through Mind Body Faith to begin to educate the rest of the world about, so that we don't feel kind of left behind or think that we only have the options of secular or Eastern form of meditation.
Yeah, that's really good, Sherelle. I appreciate you educating us on the different forms. And for those of us that are women of faith, men of faith, Christians, you're giving us those options, which is really good. And I love that you're so educated in this space, letting us know that meditation means to think deeply and mindfulness focuses on our feelings. This is really good. And I want you to talk to us a little bit about your national movement of Sisters Who Meditate and tell us where you got that idea from and how that got started and maybe even how to join the movement. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I can. In October of 2017, God laid it on my heart to share my experiences with Christian meditation in hopes of providing support to other women of faith that may be interested in cultivating a Christian meditation practice. I wasn't really sure how I was going to do that or what it would look like, but God led me to Facebook. Now, I already have a Facebook business page, but I talked to my social media manager and she said, you know, maybe a group. And God literally just gave me the name, Sisters Who Meditate, a Facebook group for women that want to learn more about Christian meditation, how they can live a more meditative lifestyle, and at this point, since fall of 2007, we have over 800 women that are part of the group where we talk about all things, you know, Christian meditation, the different types. We talk about various principles of Christian meditation, such as presence, diving in deep into what it means to rest in God's grace and His mercy. And it's really just educating women about contemplative practices that you don't see a lot of in today's society. And we began to use those tools to deepen our relationship and our faith in God through those quiet, subtle tools. And so that's really the purpose of Sisters Who Meditate. We have people or women from all over the world that are a part of this group, and it is just my pleasure to serve them, provide information and connections. There's so many women that are connecting with others in their community. It's just great to see.
Yeah, that's really good. I love that that's a national / global movement of helping women to meditate and to help them connect with God and just connect with themselves as well. For meditation though, Sherelle, how long do you recommend for beginners, for someone who would be at the beginning stage with this? How long do you recommend? How many minutes or so?
Right. I think what's most important is really to select the type that works for you, because meditation, passive form of meditation, does not have to just always be seated. You can have a walking meditation and incorporate creation gazing, where you're gazing at God's beautiful creation. You're not counting steps and you're not trying to lose weight, but it's more so about the reflective experience. And so once you have a foundation in why you're doing what you're doing, you have a true understanding of what it means and how it's different from other orientations of meditation, then at that point, setting your mind on the type of meditation. My pastor and meditation teacher recommended that I select a type of meditation and practice it consistently for 6 months, which I did, and it really established a good foundation for me and has served me well. So what I would tell someone that maybe they may not be with a certain type, maybe just taking 3 to 5 minutes just to sit and just to breathe and allow yourself to get just being still, being quiet, and allowing yourself to just count your breathing, your inhale and your exhale, or simply just begin to notice it. That's a great way to begin the meditation process. Not too much pressure, not too much stress, just a gentle spiritual pause where you focus on your breathing.
That's really good. It sounds like you're saying to start off slow and then give ourselves grace, which I know I have a hard time doing sometimes, giving myself grace. You know, you just want to kind of rush into things a lot of times. So that's really good. And this is going to lead into our next question and with your answers. But as busy career women and working moms, we wear a lot of hats. We have so many things to do. We're this, that, and the other to a lot of people. And I'm just wondering, with all that we have going on, being active in our families, with our community and everything, what do you recommend we do to clear our minds to prepare for meditation?
Yeah, that's a great question. What I typically do, especially with people, especially with women that typically multitask, and it's really just a part of the fabric of who we are, multitasking, doing a number of different things, having various roles and responsibilities. One of the very simple things that you can do to prepare for meditation is to center and ground yourself. Now, these are terms that you may find in the medical industry. You may find them in reference to, you know, a yoga class or other orientations to meditation. But centering and grounding are very general terms. And what I mean by this from a Christian perspective is allow yourself to be still and to begin to ground your spirit in God's spirit, and begin to draw attention to your breath as you gather your scattered self. So it goes back to what we said with letting go of your role as a mother, a coworker, a manager, a community leader, a homemaker, beginning to release all of those various responsibilities and using the breath to slowly guide you as you turn your heart towards God. That is centering and grounding. Meditation is a beautiful practice in deepening your relationship with God, but in order to get to that point, we have to first center and ground ourselves because our mind and our attention are very much distracted throughout the course of the day. And so giving ourselves about maybe 3 to 5 minutes to just center and ground ourselves, drawing our, beginning to turn our hearts back towards God, that really positions us to begin the meditation practice.
Yes, I love that, turning our hearts back to God and allowing us, 3 to 5 minutes to do that. And, you know, I'm just going to be honest. Sometimes I find it hard to sit that long, even for 2 minutes. I oftentimes will set my timer on my phone and set it for 2 minutes. And sometimes I find it hard to do. But what I've learned is that the more I do it, the easier it gets. Would you agree? Like for those of us that takes a little while, the longer we do it or the more we practice it, it will get better. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree with that. And I think that it goes back to our mindset. You know, we can be very goal oriented in everything that we do. And we know that as believers, we are not working towards salvation. You know, we have grace, you know, by, you know, we are saved through grace. And the same comes with the Christian path, the journey, is that we are not engaging in the practice of meditation to check the box or to just get something done. But it is truly just that, a practice. And I just actually did a YouTube video about our mindset here in the United States and how we can apply that mindset to every aspect of our lives with being so goal-oriented. We forget what it means to simply practice something. And that's really what Christian meditation and other forms of meditation are. They are practices. They are opportunities to deepen your relationship with yourself and also God. That is the benefit. That is, you know, that allows you to really grow in your relationship with Christ, to mature and deepen. It's not about doing more or receiving more information, but what are you doing with information and the word that you have? Allow it to become more rooted in your heart. Allow it to blossom and bloom even more deeply so that you can begin to share with others the knowledge and the wisdom that comes out of how you apply that knowledge. And that comes with time. Meditation really cultivates patience and compassion. And so it's not about for our benefit, but it's allowing God to do the greater work in us. And so we will always go back to that foundation of why are we doing what we're doing? It will allow the process to be exactly what it is, a practice.
Understand. This is really good. This is really good. Gosh, I have learned so much from you today, from this author and speaker and wellness expert, wellness and leadership coach, Sherelle Moore Tucker. This is amazing. I have learned a lot. So, Sherelle, we're getting ready to end the show, sadly, but I want you to tell us, like, what's next for you or any parting thoughts that you may have. Give us that information. I know you have a YouTube channel. So I want you to give us that and just how to find you, and then give us that Facebook group again, because I know there are some women out there that want to meditate. So give us that information one last time as we come to a close of the show.
Yes, thank you for allowing me to share that. So you can find me on Facebook, and you just simply type in the search engine, Sisters Who Meditate. It should come up. There are about 3 or 4 questions that I ask that you answer, and then you'll be admitted into the group. I also have a business page on Facebook and Instagram, both under Sherelle Moore Tucker, and my website is Sherelle Moore Tucker as well. What I have in the works, something very special, as I mentioned, mind, body, faith is a lifestyle and wellness brand where the focus is on living well inside and out while remaining rooted in your faith. And so some of those holistic practices that I mentioned, like faith and flow yoga, Christian meditation, breath work, all those things will be under that umbrella of mind, body, faith. And in order to expand the education element, I am now adding products to mind, body, faith by way of meditation candles. And so I'm very excited to be in the middle of developing my first candle line and some other products that will allow the conversation to expand beyond my community, hopefully globally, where we can talk about all things contemplative practices such as Christian meditation.
All right, that sounds good. And is your YouTube channel, are you still posting videos
yes.
there for us to do
yes,
online? Go ahead.
My YouTube channel is Sherelle Moore Tucker. You can just type in my name and it should come up. It's the Mind Body Faith channel. And I provide new content on that channel every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I answer questions. You'll see some Faith and Flow yoga videos on there. We'll talk about wellness and hair and just all things surrounding spiritual, physical, and mental health, because it's all important. The only caveat to it is that it is rooted in faith, so it will be through the lenses of faith.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it, listeners. That is author, speaker, and wellness and leadership coach Sherelle Moore Tucker. Thank you very much, Sherelle, for joining us today. This has been an absolutely amazing show. I'm so excited about the information that you have shared with us today. And I want to thank the listeners for tuning in today. Remember, we're here every Monday at 7 o'clock p.m. If you want to reach out, please do so to me via email at info@valerieashfordbrown.com, or you can check my website at valerieashfordbrown.com. And if it's absolutely urgent, feel free to call me at 240-681-9375. Thank you once again for listening to the Women Boldly Living podcast, where you not only survive, but you thrive in this thing called life. I'll see you next time.
This call is being recorded.
So my Facebook group, Sisters Who Meditate, came about in fall of 2017, and God actually gave me that name, a very simple name. And since that inception, we've grown to over 400 women, women of faith that are interested in meditation practice. We talk about all things Christian meditation, very associated with the practice, such as presence, exploring God's grace, and what mercy looks like in our modern day society. It's an opportunity for women to learn about Christian contemplative practices, these old ancient practices